Tourism in France accounts for nearly 10% of the world's fifth largest economy, and the recent tragedy in Nice is expected to have a significant financial impact. France's economy has been at near recession levels since 2008, and the tourism sector had not yet recovered from two terror attacks in 2015. This summer may see a 30% drop in international visitors, especially those from Asia and North America, while European tourists may opt to visit similar locales like Spain or Italy instead.
Extremely resilient.
Tourism in France is an extremely resilient sector. There has been a tremendous shock, but we predict that after 5 or 6 months, things will gradually return to normal. However, because this happened in the middle of the busy summer season, it's true that this will have the maximum amount of negative impact.
The French government does not appear to have helped the situation by declaring a police state of emergency and stationing thousands of soldiers on the country's once charming streets.
Très sensible au fait.
Today, tourists are very concerned about security. They don't want to have vacation in a place where they feel unsafe. The war in tourism is mainly a communication war, and for the past 18 months, we have had a constant stream of mainly negative images regarding France's attractiveness as a tourist destination.
A 6-month extension to the state of emergency has just been approved by Parliament, so the impression of insecurity will continue to be broadcast and felt. The short-term outlook is not optimistic, because Paris has promised to step up the foreign interventions that have been cited by seemingly all terrorists in France since 2012.
That could create more attacks and more negative publicity, which feeds the growing perception that France is inherently dangerous, and that would mean long-term damage to the key tourism sector. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.